Today's daf is daf lamed aleph. We started the Mishnah last year. This is halacha bet. We go over again. Ganav. So we're trying to understand the following cases. Ganav api shnayim. If two witnesses said so and so stole, the tavach umachar api hem, and the same witnesses said that he also slaughtered or sold this animal, then he has to pay arba chamisha. Or al pi shnayim achrim, or even it was two other witnesses says that he stole, and sorry, not so stole that he actually after it was stolen, so he didn't testify the stealing part, but some other witnesses that he ended up selling, or they saw him selling this animal or shechting this animal, then they'd have to pay to arba the chamisha. Yeah, fair. So the point is, it doesn't have to be the same witnesses of the whole story. Okay, then ganav machar b'shabbat. What if he stole and sold it on Shabbat? Again, we said there's no kimelei min rabbi minei, there's no chiyuv mita there, so it would be arba v'chamisha, because selling is not a malacha, yet we don't do it. The Rabbanan, but that's not a, but if however he shechted it, then it would be kim lebe rabbeni. So he wouldn't pay the arba v'chamisha. Ganav machar l'avodah zara, similarly, only if he sold avodah zara, but not shechted. Or ganav v'tavach u'machar, here when it comes to Yom Kippur, there's no isun mita in yiru malacha, it's isur karet. So that, well, the Gemara will discuss that soon. So therefore you pay arba v'chamisha, even in the case of machar. Ganav mishel aviv v'tavach u'machar v'chakach met. What happens if he sold, sorry, stole from his father and shechted or sold, and then only after the father died? Why would arba chamisha in that case? Why the Mishnah teach us that case? Mara Fulda says, we didn't mention this last time, de ilu meta, if the father died, v'achar kach tavach chumachar, and then he did it, then he'd be parted from the arba chamisha component, because sharei yoresh et aviv, he's yoresh and mishilo, and what he inherited, he is actually, if you like, selling himself, his own thing. Okay, then it says ganav v'tavach chumachar v'achar kach hikdish. Once again, then, because it was holy once he did so. So that's what he pretty much got up to. Ganav tavach machar lerufua veliklavim. What if he shechted not for consumption, not for human consumption, for medicinal purposes, or for feed to his animals? Hashochet benimtza trefer, he shechted and find it was the animals a trefer, so had some sort of anatomical issue that made it therefore not kosher to eat, even if the shechita was good shechita. Or shechet lechulin, sorry, ba'azara, or he takes a normal animal, shechs in azara. In both of those last two cases, you wouldn't be able to eat that meat. Nonetheless, did you do a shechita? Yes. So meshlem tashlum arba v'chamisha. Rabbi Shimon, however, says pater. Why? Bishnei elu, because he says he requires what's called a shechita. So just a shechita. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion, shechita she'ein ruya lo shma shechita. A shechita that is not, does not enable the person to eat from the meat of animal that which he shechted, doesn't have a den shechita, so the din of arba v'chamisha wouldn't apply. You'd have to pay kefil for stealing, but not the extra, well, two and three above that. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, ganaf al pishnayim, v'lo kena Rabbi Yahu b'shem Riochan ezid b'chele v'shagag b'korban matrim bo v'lo keo mevi korban. Says, what's your big issue? Why do you have such a problem with somebody mechayv two things for one violation? Look, Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone eats chalev, and this is a machlok around this point, but at least he's of the opinion that if he eats chalev, chalev is an isu karet. If you warn someone against eating, violating isu karet, they would get malchus. So the point is, he was warned against eating chalev. The person who ate this chalev, these forbidden fats, he knew it was asur, so it was mazid. He'd get malchus, yes? However, shagag b'korban, he didn't realize, he didn't know, that if someone violates this prohibition, which is punishable with karet, and he does so b'shogeg, he would have had to bring a korban. Okay? So, interestingly, he was shogeg in, even though he did this whole thing b'mezid, but if it was, he was a shogeg in one element of the law, which is that if he ate a b'shogeg, he'd bring a korban. So in that situation, the Rabbi Yochanan says, and he's warned, he'll get malchus for eating b'mezid, but because there was an element of shkaga in what he did, albeit with a side law related to it, not really side law, but in a different context, nonetheless, you bring a korban. So you see, therefore, you can be chayev malchus and chayev a korban. So what's the big deal? Why do you have to say, oh, for example, Shabbos, it's only if he's ganav umachar, but ganav ashachat, no, you wouldn't pay arba chamisha. Big deal. Just make him pay, if you like, give him mitzvah and make him pay. Here, we've got no problem making him, giving malchus and making him bring a korban. So Rabun Bar Chia says b'shem Rav Shmuel. No, who said Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak? Kidei Rishato. Kidei Rishato is from which we understand that you only give one punishment and not two. However, that's regarding a particular context. That's only Shnei Dvarim HaMosum LeBeitin. Only in a context where it's something that's punishments that Beitin would administer. That's when you Hatofes Echad Mehem. Yeah, that's when you only take one of the punishments, the harsh of the two. So again, if the person stole and then shecht this animal on Shabbos, he would be patur, because kimele rabbanei this, because mita and, if you like, the monetary payment are both bidei Beit Din to administer. Yatzad devar shemasul l'shamayim, which is takes aside in the case the kasha you brought with regarding eating chaylev, malchus is something a punishment is administered by Beit Din. Fine. However, when it comes to the korban component, just Marafulda says, aval achad beitim chad shemayim haino korban, tafsino tarveo v'yilkei korban. The korban he has to bring, that's a din between him and shemayim. That's what it sounds like. I always understood it to me, if you like, a shemayim administered punishment. No, but this is a din between him and shemayim, so therefore there's no problem in the mechayiv him a korban, as well as also mechayiv him malchus. Yafe. That brings us to the next mission, Sahalacha Gimel. Ganav al pishnayim v'tavach makar al pihem. Okay, so once again, we've got two witnesses say some guy stole and then he also sold it or shechted it. V'nimtza zomemim, and they were found to be zomemim. Okay, edim zomemim. Meshalim lo et hakol. Then what happens is the edim zomim have to pay the person who's falsely accused. You have to pay him the arba v'chamisha, the full amount. Okay, because the again, what's Edim Zomim are false witnesses. However, the way they're found false is because other Edim come and say, Imano, how can you possibly testify you're with us in a different location at that time? And the punishment Edim Zomim is you have to pay the reciprocal punishment. Whatever they tried to cause to that person, they have to, that's the punishment we administer to them. Yeah, fair. So these two witnesses try to mechayiv him not just kefil, but also arba chamisha. They're found to be false, they have to pay the full amount to this falsely accused. Yeah, fair. That's straightforward. What happens though? Ganav al pishnayim v'tavach machar al pishnayim acherim. What if two witnesses said that these individuals stole? Okay, then two other witnesses came. We saw him selling it or eating it. And once again, elu ve'elu mitzav zomim. They're both found to be zomim. Well, harishonim mishalmin tashlumi kefa v'achronim bashem tashlumi shlosha. That really, what happens? Well, they're both. Each of these two sets of witnesses were trying to mechayev two different things. The first set of two witnesses was trying to mechayev kefel, so the first set of false citizens have to pay double. The next set of witnesses have to pay, well, they said they saw him shechted, well, it depends if it's like a par, if it's a par, they have to pay the extra three on top of it, eat threefold on top of it. Yeah, fair. We have to understand how this works in a minute. But let's just understand the pashup shot the Mishnah is saying, and then we're going to qualify as we go along. Nimtza achronim zomimim, what if the only the second set of witnesses that said he is a shechted or sold it was found to be zomemim, then, but the first set of witnesses that he stole it were fine. They were considered valid witnesses, and no one said there were no witnesses falsified them. So the accused here is therefore guilty to pay kefil. However, the tashlum However, the false witnesses. The second set that said, oh, you shechted or sold it, they would have to pay the threefold reciprocal punishment, if you like, back to the accused. Meaning falsely accused in the sense that he shechted or sold it, but he was really found so far guilty of stealing. Okay. What happens though? Echad min ha-rishonim, sorry, echad min ha-achronim, zomem, batla eidut shnia. So if one of the witnesses in the second set was found to be zomemim, now, the principle by Edim Zomemim is they only have to pay reciprocal punishment if both are found to be false witnesses. Okay? But nonetheless, if one's found to be false, well, we've dismantled that whole Eidos. Eidos falls apart. Okay? There's no reciprocal punishment because only one of those witnesses will be false, but the accused doesn't have to pay the extra two and three. Again, he's still guilty if you like to pay the kefil, because the first two witnesses were in place. However, chad min rishonim zomem batla kol ha'edut. If, however, one of the two witnesses that said he stole it was found to be false, that's it. Well, it's only one, so he doesn't. There's no edim zomem there. He doesn't have to reciprocal punishment. But nonetheless, the first set of witnesses falls apart. Now, if the full set of witnesses falls apart, there's no theft, and if there's no theft, there's no arba v'chamisha, because no three or four. Because all they're testifying to the fact is that they saw that he shechted an animal. And they recognize his animal was so and so's animal. Okay? But who cares if it was someone? He could have bought it. So, in other words, therefore, the Arba Chamisha individuals, well, the whole thing falls apart. There's nothing to really talk about. Okay? Now, Shimen Gneva, if there's no theft, ain't Mechira, ain't Vicha and Mechira. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, there's a bit of work we're going to have to do to understand this whole case of Edim Zomim in this context. Let's understand. Ganav al Pishnayim. Ad kedun shabau eide gneiva va'eide tvicha keechad. That really only makes sense if they all showed that they both showed up, if you like, at the same time, right? I'll just show you here. However, if however bau eide gneiva, so which we could explain in a minute. Let's bau eide in a minute. So let me just explain first. Read the korbanin. Ad kedun shamru dechi tavach al pi shnayim achirim. In other words, the ratio of the Mishnah says that if, again, you've got two sets of witnesses, one says they stole, and the second set said that this individual shechted. So when do we say if they're both found to be false, they both have to pay? That's if they came at the same time, importantly. So back to the Marafol. Because if they came one after the other, Nimtze kishuhuz muhashta eide gneva. Igla milta lamafreya bashashi idwe tficha psulimayu. Because if it was two separate witnesses, meaning that in other words, they didn't come at the same time, these two sets. And we know they're two separate witnesses, but they didn't come at the same time. Then what happened is, let's say one day one set of witnesses came that says you stole. And the second day, another set of witnesses came and said, oh no, we saw him not just we saw him shechting and thinking, oh Arba Khamisha. If the first set of witnesses, if we make the first set of witnesses zomimim, that means by the time the second witnesses testified, there was nothing to testify. There was no theft because lamafreya, if you like, the first witnesses were about to be false, and there's no edus. So therefore, we're trying to say here that it must be the Mishnah that means how can you mechayev both of them, first set and set of witnesses, mishum edim zomamim, that the first set has to be careful, the second has to be the extra two and three. That's only if they came at the same time together. Like if you like an edut echad. The came and she'en kan. However, if they were split, I just continue the marafol. The came and she'en kan edig neva and kan ed ficha. Aval bevat echad ba. If they came together, edu toch kedei dibur. Importantly, they said a toch kedei dibur, one in succession of the other. It doesn't mean the same day. It means you make a lo amrina lemafrei. We don't say lemafrei apsulin. Tavale kol edut echad. It's like one big edu v'chayvim gimel l'shor. That's why. The second set, they said, oh, by the way, we saw this person shecht it and this person or sell it. That's why you'd have to pay gimel ashor. It's interesting. It could be that provided that the eidet tficha were found false first, or some people say, well, there's a machloket exactly how that would work. In other words, the issue that he's saying, bilvad shehuzmu eidet tficha tchila, is... However, it's actually because you can run into the problem that even if it was huzmu, if you like the Eide, what's it called, the Eide Gneva first, you can still run into the same problem. Okay, but the point is we have to somehow combine them together. Otherwise, if they're absolutely split, and we're saying inizomim mezomim lemafreya, therefore you wouldn't have a way of being mechayev both his witnesses as being, if you like, false witnesses, right? Because again. If it's a mafreya, the first set is found for there's no gneva, and therefore there's no, if you like, mechira. Okay. Or there's no two and three on top of it. Now, listen to this case. Bau edim, edit ficha, omrim lahem, sorry, bau edim gneva, velo kiblum. The gede gneva come along and they didn't fully accept their testimony. There's a question exactly why that would be. The Marafol doesn't actually elaborate. The Bnei Moshe says it's because they didn't say, well, we saw him stole it, we don't know who stole it from. So it wasn't like, if you like, an insufficient edus to be mechayev him. Okay. And then the eid tficha come along. Omrim lahem, yodim. They said, just careful. Sorry. Yes?
Yeah, but where are you? I can't find any text.
We're on after the Gemara. Halacha Gimel, we're three lines down.
Yeah. Say that to me. Carry on, please, because I don't know where you are.
Okay, immediately after Halacha Gimel. It says Gnava Pishnaim, yeah?
Sorry, I was saying what I was following you the whole time. No, Gnava Pishnaim, and then it's quite a long halacha, and then you start Gemara.
Ad Kedun Shabbat Eid Neva? Is that what you have?
Omer Rab Ze'ere.
That's much further down. That's much further down.
Lamed Aleph on the base now, no?
No, we're still in Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph.
don't have it. I don't have it. I promise you, I don't have it.
Ah, it's actually interesting. It says, "Bedefus Vilna al pipnei Moshe huvru hasugya l'soch halacha."
Opa, opa, opa. Thank you.
Okay. So it's somewhere near the end of the halacha. I just saw this on my
Girsa. I lost you in the middle. I didn't know where.
Okay, maybe it's in the halacha. Sorry. Thank you for pointing it out. Sorry, I've just got the
fine.
I didn't realize.
Fine. Fine. Carry on. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry. No. It's fine. I usually check up these things. Beseder. Okay. Let's continue. So maybe it's in the halacha. I'm not sure. Bau eide gneve velo kiblu. V'achar kach bau eide tvicha umrim lahem. We say, have you shekfar bau eide gneve? They said to the eide tvicha, said, recognize, wait a second. You understand that eide gneve came before you. So all these witnesses, all this second set of witnesses are doing now, they're coming along and saying, oh, we saw Reuven shechting this animal. We saw him, if you like, selling this animal. And but they didn't say he stole it. But we didn't accept the original witnesses that said he stole it. So they say to him, just to understand now, they say the second set of witnesses, that already wouldn't accept it. And because of you, we're going to accept them. Now it's interesting here, according to the name Moshe, it's because they say we saw him shechting an animal we know that used to at one point belong to Reuven. So now we know who they stole it from. They provided extra bit of information. Because of you, we're now going to accept the Eide Gneva. And it says, so therefore, even though they're only Eide Tzvicha, I mean, it only came along to say that they saw him shech, they can be chayah the full Arba v'chamisha because they're now making it possible for the Eide Gneva to be accepted. Okay? That's the way the Gemara is explaining it. Now, Rav Chizki says, that's absolutely ridiculous. Lo marken. Why lo marken? According to Mar Fulda, says, why wouldn't you have accepted Eide Gneva? And according to Meir Moshe, who says, they can say, what are you talking about? We not testify. This second set of witnesses says we saw him shecht it. We weren't testifying anything about a gneva. Why should we chayev? We were just testifying that so and so shechted this animal. That maybe it was his animal. Maybe he bought it. Why should we chayev the full package without a gneva? So therefore, it works the other way around. Listen to this. Rather, Amr Chizkel Omar Ken Ella Ad Kedun Shabau Eide Gneva VeEide Tzvicha Keechad. That only, that's, in other words, when do we mechayiv, if you like, the two and three? That's when they all come together. In other words, separately, if you like. The Eide Gneva is chayiv to pay kefel. The Eide Tzvicha chayiv to pay either two, an extra two or three. That's when they came together. However, bau Eide Tzvicha v'lo kiblu otam. If the Eide Tzvicha come first, this is what we're saying now. If the Eide Tzvicha come along and say, oh, we're so plony shechting an animal. That's very nice. Mean, what can we do with that? There's nothing we can do with that with Eide Gneva. V'char kach bau, and then two other witnesses come and say, oh yeah, we saw him steal it. Then what happens is, omrim lahem, you say to the Eide Gneva, have a yodim, you got to be careful, shekvar bau Eide Tzvicha. We already have witnesses that we saw that this individual was seen shechting the animal. But we couldn't accept it to mechayev anything. V'lo kiblun. Ava al yedechem, because of you now, you're going to enable not just the fact that's to be careful, you're going to be nailing Arba v'chamisha. So therefore, anu makabim otam. In that situation, we can now say that Eide Gneva, even if they were only being Ma'id Gneva, since they enabled the full Arba v'chamisha, in that situation, tzozomi Eide Gneva, mishalmim al yedei tficha. Because Eide tficha, this Eide Gneva can be mechayiv to pay the full Arba v'chamisha. It's a beautiful case. Meaning, all they would chayiv, in other words, you can ask a riddle, how is it possible that Eide Gneva can be chayiv to pay Arba v'chamisha? It's impossible. If all the Gneva, and the answer is no, yes, it can be. If the Eide Tficha came first, and there was nothing, there was no substance to it because there was no Gneva yet. And what happens? Beit Din warns these Eidim that come along after the Gneva, say, understand your Eidot has much bigger impact now than you realize. It's, you wouldn't just be chayv this two, you'd be chayv this person four or five, because we already have established that he was witnessed shechting it. And if the Makabla Hatra, like Eidim do, then these Eidim, if they're found to be Eidim Zomamim, even though being made Eidim Gneva, they can be Chayiv Arba Chamisha. Beautiful, no? I think it's great. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, Ganav Al Pishnaim, if he was sold Al Pishnaim, again Al Pishnaim. So Amra Bzebra, Hada Amra Ed Zomim Einu Vsal Bebeitin, Ela Ma'atzmo Nitzal. So we've got a little bit of work to do in this case. All the Mepharshim make differently. This is a pretty tricky sugya, but we'll explain it by Mara Fulda. So it says, as always, so Amar Abzira, if you look at Mara Fulda, Amar Abzira hada Amra Edzomi and Usal Bebeitin. So what's this Bebeitin or Me'atzmo? The difference is Bebeitin means Mikano Laba. Meaning, as soon as this ed is found to be an ed zomim, it's from that point onwards it's considered like pasul edus. However, me'atzmo would mean not from when he's found to be a zomim, from the time he actually testified. We go all the way back, lemafreya. Okay? From he testified. So let's look at here. It says, v'daik lami sefer, the second line down the marafolda. V'daik lami sefer nematnitin, d'tetna, nimtza chan min rishonim zomim, batla kol edut. If one of the first people found to be ed zomim, meaning the first pair that said is a ganav, the whole thing falls apart. If you want to say only from when they're found to be zomim and they're pasul edus, lama batlu kol edut. Why did the whole thing fall apart? Granted, yes, let's just say it's true. If there's no eda gneva, there's nothing to talk about. There's no eda mechira. Miu b'shat she'idu, the time they testified. Ala tficha, on the fact that there was a hidei shech, that adain lo nifsu l'eda gneva, the eda gneva was still kasha edim. Hadn't yet found to be false. Elamikan from now. Elamikan, if we see from here, lemafreya, we say that hu nifsal. So quite clearly, the fact that we say, again, let's make it clear. Rafal is saying this, we're trying to medate from the sefer, the fact that we say if there was Eide Gneva and Eide Tficha, and one of the Eide Gneva were found to be false witnesses, the whole thing falls apart. Meaning that, in other words, even the Eide Tficha would not be chayv if they found to be false witnesses. Right? The question is why? Why shouldn't it be the case? If you say the Edim Zomamim only because Edim Zomamim Kanala Abba, meaning from the time when they were found to be false, then we can still hold on to the Edu Tzficha as being, if you like, at the time they testified, was the Edu before them kosher? The Edim before them kosher? Yes. So why can't they also be found to be Zomamim? So it must be then that when they're found to be Zomamim, it passes all the way back Lamafreya to make the original Edu Gneva as being Pasul Edus. And therefore, we can say, oh, the second set of Edim, well, there's nothing to go on because there was a Psule Edut before them. And therefore, they're not Chayiv, if you like. Again, we can say the whole thing falls apart, if you like. And they're not Chayiv to be Edim Zom, if they're also found to be Edim Zomimim. The Hadu Truchatan Lameimra, She'im Ein Gneva, Tebu Glacial Marfein Nifsal. So why do you have to say the Im Ein Gneva Ein, like, Im Ein Gneva Ein Tficha? Why do you need that rationale? Just say, Shalom Afrein Nifsal, the whole thing's fallen apart. So hani milav edu duchad, that makes it one ed. But shteki to edim, if there's two edim, ilav haitama, you would think she'imen gneva loy nifsalim. You know, without this reason, you may have thought that, oh, we can still separate the two ediot. The answer is no. Okay? Now, he says, even though the ratio, by the way, seems to imply the opposite, but I'll put that aside because I've just noticed the time. Now, the Gemara now says, I'm pretty sure there's a way he explains it. He says, no. Patarla, the barafulda says, patarla bahatraya echad. Why don't you simply answer this case as being with one Hatrayachat, meaning there were, if you like, both warned together, meaning there was a Mekabal and makes it like one Edut, the two sets of witnesses. Because once that happens, you don't need to worry about Lamafreya Nifsal or Mekana Laba Nifsal. There's no Raya Lakan Lakan, because if it's one Edut, we say Vetanakan Amrav Yosef Bemed Varim Beshteyo Diyot. Now that Rabbi Yossi, by the way, is talking about a different case. That's when Nimsa Achronim Zomamim, then only the second set of witnesses are found to be false. What he's saying is that's when they're accepted separately. However, if accepted together, it's one big unit. And if it's one big unit, even if the second set is found to be false, for example, the ones that said he shechted, nonetheless, if they're one edut, kol edut shabal mikplata mikbatla kula, the whole thing would fall apart. And again, it's only considered zomimim if what? If the whole edus together were all found to be zomimim. So therefore, once again, you can simply say, again, where we're trying to bring a proof, we're trying to bring a proof from the other case, which was that we said that why is it if the first set of witnesses found to be false, that you can't mechayev the second set for tficha? Aras' understanding initially was because everything was lamafreya. But now we're saying, no, it's nothing to do with Lamafreya. It's because it's Bahatreya Echad. They're all together. They're considered one unit. Okay? But it says, let's just have a look. Just to add a little bit more. V'hadu tzruchatan lomar, this is Marful, in the middle of B'drubor and Atla, v'al Eirot Echad Bahatreya Echad. V'hadu tzruchatana, she'im ein gneva, why do you need the rational of ein gneva ein tficha? Tebuklei mishum keivan she'hem Bahatreya Echad. Have a look. You might think it's like one actual Eiros, hani be'eot Echad, aval hacha. You might think it's only if it's mamash one edut. Aval hacha, it's there were two eduyot because it was one for gneva, one for tficha. El mishum, because im ede gneva ede tficha havalei, makes it like edut echad, that we can say like patra echad. Okay. Now the Gemara says, now should batla mikzata batla kula. What's another, if you like, ramification? Batla mikzata batla kula. So this is the way the Ma'afuld explains. It says, Hayom domi mi'idim alav ba'asara nisan sheganav shor bechad b'nisan. So let's say they stood on, it was the 10th of Nisan, and they testified that this in person stole on the 1st Nisan. And tavach machar ba'asara b'nisan, and they testified that what? That he slaughtered on the 10th of Nisan. But the only huzmu for the tficha, if you like, on what date? B'chamisha'asa b'nisan, 15th. So kol edut she'idu, all the edut that he testified, ma'asra b'nisan an chamisha'asa, all the edut that testified from the 10th to the 15th, b'nisan, le'mafreya elu psulot. We say that they're le'mafreya, they're asked, they're pasul. Yeah, sorry.
The best in sit on yontif?
Sorry?
The best in sit on yontif?
Oh, good question. I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah, fair.
You never picked it up, Rabbi. You never picked it up.
Yeah, no, good point. I don't know why it says that.
From the whole year, they pick these dates. It's also
Yeah, good call. I don't know. I'll look it up for next year. I really, because we're going to go over this
time next year. They also talk about pick Shtar Mukdam is written on the date of Yom Tov. So you know it has to be a Shtar Mukdam. But Rashi still says it.
We're saying that they're considered they're found to be edut. Sounds like a Beit Din thing. Good question. I didn't even cross my mind. But said I'll try and find something. I don't know. So, but the point is the fact that it says Mafrei will nifsal min ol edut from the 10th, from when he testified, not from the time they became edim, support the position of Zera that it's nifsal. If you like, we said. Meaning his pasul mafreya. Some Rabbah Mamma says no. Don't. That's not necessarily a proof. Tiftar mi'idim alav bekerach echad velet shma menaklum. And this will continue from here, Mitzvah Shem, next year. But he's saying tiftar here. What he's saying is that don't necessarily bring a proof the fact that his pasul for multiple eduot that followed, because it could simply be that all those three eduot that we're talking about were tochkedei dibur. And once it's tochkedei dibur, that makes it. I'll show you now. The Marfulder says she'inu shlosha ediyot v'kulam b'toch kedei dibur. Dahainu shnaim b'toch kedei dibur l'rishonim v'chol v'chen hashlish. No, that's actually bekerach echad. I think he's talking about the next case, if I'm not mistaken. But because it's all k'toch kedei dibur, then we have a lay. It makes it like an edut echad u'batel derishono batlu kulam. Right. Once batel, they all fall apart. As we said, so there's not necessarily, if you like, a proof that it works. Mafreya, because we're talking about a case where the eduot were toch kedei dibur, and therefore once they're toch kedei dibur, they're all almost like connected to one another, and that's why we say from the 10th onwards, they're, if you like, pasul, because they were connected like one eduot. Okay, let's say that. Well, Mitzvah Shem, I've got a question to deal with, an obvious question, I don't know why I didn't say it. All right, Shkoyach, thank you. Have a good day.